Hey girl, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. We finally made it. Let me know how my audio sounds because I got these little funky ass AirPods in, and they don't seem to work as good as the Beats. Okay. Yeah. You sound a little low, girl.
That's because it's coming through my
Try it this way. Can you hear me now?
Oh my word, it's so clear.
Is it clear now?
Is so clear. I feel like you're sitting right next to me.
Yes. So, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling today, shoot.
You sound like you're chilling.
Yes, girl. Chilling.
Yes. So what's been up for?
Man, what has been up? Just all positive stuff, man. Learning all types of lessons every day. Just
Okay.
really, man, really growing. I'm really loving my life right now.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. I am just getting back to the loving part of my.
Oh, girl, shoot, trust. I get it because it comes in phases, all right? It's not a
Girl.
it's not a every week thing.
No, I was just saying, I was like, man, yeah, last week was such a tough week. And I don't have tough weeks often, like where it's everything is just so tough. It wasn't like financial. It's just, man,
It was just a
everything
chill
was so
out.
tough. And I hate when I feel things early. That
Yes.
is my one issue. Like, I guess I anticipate problems happening and I feel them once I feel that, like, I guess pressure or anxiety is what I know it is. But once I feel that part, I'm always like, early, it hasn't happened. You know what I mean? And by the time the shit actually happens, then I don't feel shit at all. Like, I done already felt that.
I've been through
I done already been through those emotions. So people be like, man, now stuff is happening to you. What's going on? I'm like, no, I felt it, 3 days ago when wasn't nothing happening, but I knew it was something that was gonna happen.
right? See, and it's crazy because when you tell people that, they just kind of look at you with their mouth open, like, how do you feel something that has not
Before.
happened? However, it just goes to show you how grounded people are because everything. It flows off of a frequency. So
Yeah.
if you are in the same cadence with what you're standing on,
Right.
then you're going to feel things before they happen because you are what? Grounded.
Come on. I like the way you're talking right now.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Okay. So that sounds pretty good. I like to hear that. Growth has been happening.
Absolutely.
Business been good.
Business has been decent, since the weather has finally broken, people are finally coming out of the woodworks like, can you work on these heels? I sure the
I
fuck can.
sure can.
Let me touch your soul.
I know that's
Ooh.
right. I know that's right. We need new marketing materials for you, Miss Mams.
Okay. Enough about me. How about you? What has really been going on with you? Because I feel like we haven't caught up. So catch all of us
Girl,
up at the same time.
I know that's right. So, everything's good, like personal life, all of that is, it is what it is. I'm pretty comfortable in that.
Right.
Business, however, when you run your own business, okay, and I have been doing this for a couple of years, but this particular like branching out into my own design business and for nobody else, just strictly on my own merit, right? This has been so interesting. learning about, you know, people in their spaces and stuff. Like, this is more than just doing friends of friends. Now this is friends of friends of friends and friends and
Right.
friends of friends' mamas. And it's like, whoa, like the word is, I guess, like starting to branch out, and that's great. But that means I need a lot more help because I cannot be in all of
Right.
these places at once. And because of that, it's like it's giving me so much more opportunity to meet more people and more vendors that I'm working with and people who are making furniture or people, you know what I mean? So it's branching all of that out, but it is just a lot to manage.
Right.
At times, like it's really, really tough, especially when it's like the influx. And I love seeing our people, you know, open their own businesses. Now is the time. Like, I'm glad people are doing it who believe in entrepreneurship
Yeah,
versus
real talk.
beforehand. The people that I was working with, this is like now I'm getting clients that are establishing their businesses and they're just opening new offices, or you know what I mean? This is their second location, or you know what I mean? So that's, I love working with the ground up, but this is a whole new territory to get people out of their, you know, design habits for years. Like, I've been working in this office like this.
Right.
And you like, you were. That's not okay.
It's total darkness in here. Can
It's
we get some
like,
light?
how do you feel inspired to come and do your work here? Like, this makes me want to go home immediately. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to come here. So it's been that, but it's been dope. My bad, y'all. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
Oh,
Shit.
shit. My
Oh,
bad.
shit.
Yeah. I'm
We
your
talking to
TT
y'all.
Camille J.
I'm your T.T. Aaron. We out here. Fin, 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 fin. Y'all know what it is.
Right. That part.
So yeah, we're actually getting new equipment. So this is great. This is happening.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's the other thing. When you're waiting on stuff to arrive, and again, you're feeling things like, I try to be prepared before things happen. You know what I mean? Like, I felt this
Yes.
months ago, right? Remember, I was like,
You
yo,
did.
probably gonna need to get that stuff. And then when we didn't, it was like stuff went up in price, and then other stuff went down in price. You know what I mean? Like, it's been so many fluctuations.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? So
I have so
it's
much to say.
back.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. We back at that time. Shit.
Man.
You know, like, share, subscribe, do all that stuff right now, and then do it again in the end. But
Yeah. And tell your friends.
tell your friend. Tell a friend of a friend. Okay, but you know what I have been telling my friends?
What you been telling them, sis?
I've been telling my friends, right? Now, all my single friends, okay? I've been telling them that now is the time to go out and have fun and date.
Oh,
That's what I've been
yes.
telling my friends.
Yes.
That's been a big thing, I guess, for my people who desire companionship and partnership. And I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, on the interwebs who I don't know. I don't care about these people. But, you know, I see a lot of people always saying how, you know, it's nothing out there, things. And I'm just like, that's because y'all utilizing dating for the wrong things.
Right, like you are not dating properly. Like,
You're not.
how many of y'all actually have taken the time to date the person that you've been with? Like, because a lot of times people just jump right into relationships. So the whole dating part always seems foreign, even when you try to reintroduce it into your relationship later on.
Yeah, that shit dead later on. Later on, you just,
Man.
that's how you live. It's just how you live. If you fast forward to the good part, which so many people want to do, they want to be married up. They want to take somebody off the market immediately, right?
Right.
And you don't even know if you cool with this person for real. You don't know their habits. You don't know none of that. You just like, I want to be with somebody forever. And you're like, whoa, you don't even know how you get to forever. Like, don't y'all have friends? How many of y'all people then been your friend for longer than a year? Like, y'all need to invest more in y'all friendships to know what you look for when you dating. Cause a lot of y'all, like I said, be dating your friends and you don't even know it.
Come on, so you dropping gems today.
You don't even know it.
Sade. How
And
many of oh my God.
yeah.
I know a couple of people like that. And
Hell yeah.
it was even funnier that if you bring that up to them, they will definitely deny that to the umpteenth power.
Oh my God, that's not what's happening. We are not doing that. Fuck is you talking about? I'm straight. Okay, bitch.
Right. Even though you getting birthday gifts and getting mad when they choose to do something else, if y'all got plans, like, you have all of the attributes of that of a woman in a relationship within your friendship, but yeah, y'all just friends. Oh, okay. And my name is Tasha, and I like to fuck on Fridays.
Nigga. No. I just be like, don't be expecting that from your dude if you only getting that from women in your life.
Oh, come on. Look, you're dropping so many gems right now.
This like, and listen, that's just a freestyle, because niggas know, like, do you want a woman or do you want a man? And that's okay, because if you want a woman, that's what women do.
Yeah, real talk. Okay, hold on.
The dating stuff is our shit. Like, it's some guys who are, like, really, really good at dating. And, I mean, if you end up with that nigga, just know that nigga got bitches.
That part, but hold on, y'all. Quick story time. So I got a what's a great word I can use to describe this? I don't want to say reprimanded, but I was told about myself.
Oh, okay? In a
good way. Okay.
Okay.
Now we were talking about how men do not express their feelings.
Oh,
however,
okay.
When they do express them, you just have to pay attention enough in order for you to know that that's when they're doing
that's it. Them expressing, right?
Exactly. So I was told that I want the men around me to express themselves like women. I said, that's not true. I just want you to tell me how you feel, when you're feeling it, and how you can get through it. He was like, and again, what does you having that information going to do for you after you get it?
Right. That would be what women do.
Exactly. And which was precisely his point. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I can see how this very easy subject could be misconstrued for like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So on a whole, that means that women's conversation from Jump Street, we wind up fucking it up. Like, that's yes. The way that I boiled everything down to. Women be fucking all the shit up, wind up trying to pin it on the man, and then when he turn around trying to ask you for receipts, you like, oh, my feelings was hurt on February 12th at 3 o'clock. What the fuck? What
anybody care? At 3 p.m. Yes. And I just didn't say anything because at 4.
I said at 4, I felt a different way.
Exactly. Yeah, no, we would never want men to tell us what's on their mind when it happens on their mind.
Yeah,
talk about feelings hurt.
Okay, you will not be able to digest that. Ooh, speaking of not being able to digest it,
uh-huh.
Just like, and I know this is not your favorite subject to talk about, the only reason why I'm introducing it is the whole passing of Kevin Samuels. Now, let's step off for 2 seconds, okay? I want to just have a seat with me for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Now, I definitely want to give my condolences to Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Love to his family, and, you know, that's unfortunate. But I'll give my, you know, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now I can't speak for anybody else but myself. I was a partial fan of Kevin Samuels because he was telling the entire truth for the side of men. Now, all those times when women do ask for the truth and wind mm-hmm. up getting it, it's still sugarcoated, but it's still something to the effect of what you want to hear.
Absolutely.
So for all the things that they've been saying about this man, about him passing.
Oh, my God.
How are you so upset about what he was saying that you would want to ensue death on this man? Like,
right, I was about to say,
right.
If it applied to them, I'm like, oh, nobody likes hearing that they're ugly to someone. No one likes hearing that, I guess.
Not at all. But, oh my God, but again, still, he would bring all the damn facts and then people would be upset about what he would assess from the facts. Because as women, ladies, I'm going to tell you this and you have to own up to it when you fucking up.
Oh.
When you're wrong, you need to tell that man that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because why are you being so tough with this man that's supposed to be on your side? You up here fighting with the person that's choosing to be here with you. Why are you creating friction for absolutely no reason?
Totally agree.
Okay, which goes back to the same shit that Kevin Samuels was saying. that you are abrasive.
Yeah.
that you are left over.
I love hearing from, absolutely. I love hearing it from him because he's also abrasive.
Thank you.
For me, it's hilarious. Like, I know for a fact, like, one, he's playing into the character of him. Like, if it's in his job to be an image consultant for 30 plus years, let him get his shit off. Like, that's what he's been doing. If any of y'all would have heard the way that people talk to models, you know what I mean? Or people talk to artists who are like, you know what I mean? Just people don't understand, I guess, maybe tastemakers, like in reality, people who are behind the scenes making that person appear at their best, you know what I mean, to the rest of the world. And I guess because now we're seeing behind the curtain, so to speak, you know, with celebrities and stuff, we're celebrity more and more. But we still don't, like, as a general public, understand celebrity. You don't understand what it takes for that person to be there. You hear, I guess, the horror and traumatizing stories from, you know, the, like, even the Jacksons' perspective and stuff like that. But had they not have done that, no, they would not be where they are. They would not be considered the Jacksons. You may not like how somebody gets to that.
Right.
It's not always pretty. It's not always politically correct. And it is not always, like, going to fluff your ego. Sometimes it's going to break it.
I've been deflated so many damn times.
Girl. And no, it's not for everyone, but you can't expect greatness by just being mediocre. So I think his audience, or, you know what I mean? I think his audience widened to people who are mediocre.
Yes, that is a
That's great all. Like, if you're extraordinary, or if you're great at the things that you do and you are completely understanding who you are as a person, or maybe not even completely understanding who you are as a person, but you're comfortable enough with yourself as a person that nothing that he ever says could offend you because he's not talking to you, you're not calling into his show in the first place.
There you go.
So he's not, who he was talking to was just, you know, people who were trying to be better. And that's what you gonna get. You're going to get somebody who is going to completely be like, well, this is the requirements of better. This is the requirements of what it is that you're asking for. And you can say, well, how would you know? You know, you're just a man in a room. But it's like, I would know because I made these people before. I've met these people. And now I'm to a place where I've become those people. So, yes, I could tell you what it takes to get someone like that because they talk to me. You're calling me asking for that and you've never met them.
Right.
How would you know? And then you ask him for his advice and then he tell you, if it don't apply, let it fly. Like, that's the whole rule.
Yeah, but then again, too, it also just makes you, it shows you the personal levels that women were taking with the things that he was saying. Like, it wasn't even them that they were being directly talked to, but they were taking on the feelings that the woman that he was speaking to as if he was speaking directly to them. He is so demeaning to women. Okay, but did you hear about when he talks about the guys? Did you hear about the one time when he asked the guy how large his penis was?
That part, that's all I'm like, do you,
like, come on now.
You can't really expect somebody to not be them 100%. And then when they tell you that, then you like, mm-mm, he only doing this to us. No, you only saw that one clip. But at the end of the day, that one clip is a commercial. And whether you like him or not, now you are making him famous by saying something. So again, if it don't apply, let it fly. You scroll past that shit like you never saw it.
Yeah, you know people can't mind their business. So that's
they
why
can't. So, that's See, why and that's back to so minding public. Your business. That right. That's how you get there. Yikes.
Right.
But again, rest in peace to that man.
Indeed.
Whatever.
Indeed. At least he went out. At least he went out in some pooch.
Yeah. Blaze of glory.
Yeah. Right.
Supposedly had a girl there. I don't know if she was a call girl or whatever, but
what a way to go.
What a way to go. He went doing exactly what he'd been doing.
Oh,
that's
man.
It.
Okay, so stop slandering that man's name and find you some damn business.
Period. Period, boo.
My real question is, who's going to replace him? Who's going to be the next?
I don't know. He got a couple, you know, who've been, I guess they've been fighting for the number one slot. It's two guys who I will never name, and then one guy, one other guy who's been on YouTube for a minute. I believe he had slowed down just for a little bit because he had like cancer or something. But he's you know, they basically all have the same point of view and perspective on, you know, men's rights and stuff. So, well, not yes. Let me not say they all have the same perspective. The one guy who unfortunately got cancer, he has the same perspective as a Kevin Samuels, not from the, you know, image consultant type of deal, but just from being observant enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's all you can hope for anybody who has any type of commentary that that I guess sticks with the general public.
Yeah.
He has to be sort of likable in that way. But I like what he got going on.
Absolutely.
Decent. He decent or whatever.
I swear. Man, so what y'all listening to for like self-help nowadays? Because I see a lot of people into like guided meditation and yoga and trying to get back to loving on thyself. Like, what are some of the things that y'all doing? Drop it down in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah. How are you taking care of you? What are you feeding your mind? Let me tell you what I'm not feeding my mind with, though.
What?
Is, no, because, okay, so like I said, it'd be rough weeks, right? So I was thinking about like people who be like locked in that sadness, that mental prison. And if you think about like jail, like as an actual thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in jail, you cannot just let yourself out. There's a whole set of systems that are there to either be like, you know, bail set, or you have to see a judge and things like that. So I think about that as far as like mentally, right? Like if you're locked in a mental prison, if you're in some sort of depression, no, you can't just pick yourself out of it. It is about, you know, kind of what you're surrounding yourself with, the other people that are around you and that, to help lift your spirits out of those things, because you can't even get out of jail by yourself. It don't matter if you got all the money, somebody got to go get it, you know, to get you out. So just make sure y'all are checking, you know, who y'all are around, what you listening to, stuff out of them funks, you know.
Real talk, because I can honestly say that last year, well, really for the past 3 years, I have been in a really bad depression. But of course, no one would ever know, because what does depression really look like?
Yeah.
You know, it has a different face for everyone. So with me being more aware this year, just realizing again with the people that are around you, the type of things that I'm talking about, that I'm researching, or even just basic conversation, those make a huge difference when you are trying to move away from such negative things that occur in your life daily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, and it takes you to actually be aware, because sometimes when you're aware, that in itself becomes a fear and an anxiety during your depression. Like, oh no, I'm depressed. I'm in depression.
Right.
What do I do? Help. Help. And then people be like, no, nobody can help you. You have to help yourself. And it's like, yeah, but you help yourself by surrounding yourself with people who genuinely, you know what I mean, can help.
Right. So it's so confusing. It's so confusing for people who are not paying attention.
Hey,
you cannot get over shit by yourself. Yes, exactly.
You can't do it all. Sometimes. Okay. Okay. So that's my end of my self-help. See how I ended that drastically? Like I didn't care.
I liked it. No,
Okay,
I like this.
but this has nothing to do with hoods. I'm like, this next part has to do with slaps, okay? And I would like to hand some proverbial slaps to people.
Okay, let's go.
I've seen a lot of loose babies in moving vehicles, okay? And I don't like that shit.
What? So
I want to
we
hand out
not
slaps
trapping kids
to all of
on
these
this?
niggas driving around like it's 1960 and like you ain't got no seatbelts or no back seats. I done seen little kids like toddler size be standing up in the front fucking seats of cars and they parent just driving down
Not
the
while it's
highway.
moving. No,
Nigga
ma'am. No, ma'am.
driving down a fucking highway and I can't do no goddamn but y'all got me fucked up. What is wrong with you niggas? What is wrong with you
Hold on,
niggas?
so y'all want to pull me over because I got something hanging from the mirror on my windshield, but you won't pull over the mother that got the toddler service
Give
sandwiches
these
out of
niggas a
half of
ticket.
the
Ticket these niggas. I'm not gonna say you need to go to jail because somebody gotta watch your baby, and I hope that it's you. And I'm pretty sure that you care about your baby, but it's not really showing it by the fact that they loose in the front fucking seat, standing up on the fucking floor. That's not, it is not the 50s. You can't just be baby. You can't do that shit. Why would you
That
drive
ain't the
up?
move.
Look, okay. Swaddle these fucking toddlers if they don't know how to sit the fuck down. That's one. The theme is this week. If you ain't feeling it, sit your ass the fuck down. Ain't nobody got time for that. Swaddle that fucking toddler.
Oh my God. Speaking of sitting the fuck down, since the weather has broken. Ladies, I'm coming back to you. I understand just
Oh
because it
no.
comes in your size, it does not mean that you need to put that motherfucker on. You need to use some, what we call it, y'all? Discernment. So if you cannot, and I repeat, if you cannot comfortably sit down and your ass crack is not showing, or you feel the need that material is going to give way, I'm gonna need you to give it away because it is not for you. I'm just saying. Oh, and I just want to end off on, if the back of your heels are crusty, rusty, dusty, please do not put on any open-toe sandals or anything that has a slip in because I am going to roast you to kingdom come. Because when you get in the shower, what's the first thing to touch the water? Your motherfucking feet. So why
Stop.
should your feet look like this? Nope, I
Listen,
no, I'm coming for everybody.
as a member of, I will not run outside barefoot, nor will I show my feet outside. If you willing to go, you just don't care. Like for me, I put some Vaseline on my heels, wear some socks, and sweat it out like I'm doing it right now. Your skin is gonna fall off. I promise you. I promise you, you gotta go old school. I wear construction boots and sometimes not. You know what I mean? So y'all gotta improvise
Real talk, man.
right
Real
now.
talk.
You gotta improvise right now. That's what you gotta do.
How creative are you really? Like,
Just stop. It's just not your season. I know it's hot outside, but until you fix them things, it's not your season. Cover that shit up.
please, please, and
And if it
thank
don't
you.
fit, you must acquit the whole fucking outfit. Let it go.
Yes.
Give it
Ooh,
away. Give it away to somebody who can fit it. And I know
yes.
it hurts to say that, but sometimes you need to give it away to somebody who you know can fit it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't be that person. Don't be that person. And y'all got three sizes in your closet. Like me, I'm a sliding scale. I slide between two sizes. That's
Me
it.
too. Me too.
Just two. Just two. And if it's one of them things where I didn't, you know, it was three sizes ago and it's in my closet, it's gone. It's gone. I consider it gone. I'm not gonna wear it until I can comfortably maintain it. You know? I'm just not gonna do it. Y'all not gonna get me. IDK. IDK. Okay, so y'all know also that it's warm out, okay? Please be careful out here in these streets. You know,
Ooh.
warmth in Chicago means violence in Chicago. And supposedly they're releasing these numbers in the news, like, crime has dropped or killings have stopped in Chicago, and that's because those people are dead,
Yeah.
and or they have moved to Indiana. So y'all niggas be
Oh my
careful.
God, that
Y'all
is so
niggas be
much
careful
truth
out
in
here.
that.
It just ain't been hot enough yet for them to drive back and shoot, okay? But they still got guns. All right, the guns are still out here in the city, and you could definitely buy them and carry them legally in Indiana. So be careful outside.
Oh, yeah.
What else do I have?
Mm.
I'm like, I don't know. It's been a few things, but oh, I guess we can discuss this. I guess we can discuss this.
Uh-oh.
The serial killers.
Oh my God.
So y'all
Okay.
know I always be talking about the killer, right? So there is a killer. Okay, they've caught one, but that ain't all the killers out here, because bodies are still being found of black women in the Chicago River. And what's crazy about, Lake Michigan is, we don't. That's what's crazy.
That part.
That's what's crazy. That's how I know, it's not for us. 'Cause we don't actually swim in Lake Michigan. So yeah, women, me, Mr. Mrs.
Niggas.
Be
Be careful
careful.
outside of it.
I don't know. I don't know what else.
Yes.
I could go
Keep
into
your
what
hand.
women want, but
Oh,
I fucking know. So
oh. Ooh. Hell no, we don't, girl.
we don't know.
Girl,
So there's
I
no point.
changed my mind so many times yesterday about something that I got on my own damn nerves.
Yeah, I feel that when we do know what we want, it becomes problematic, because then you got to stand on it, and then you learn that you don't have to stand on it. So
Right. There's so many loopholes.
yeah, I don't even know. So y'all, we'll talk more in depth about that another time, but as for now, how do you guys feel about pussy permissions, since we're talking about women?
Okay, now what do you
Because
really mean by
people
pussy
out here
permission?
granting permissions to pussies, and I want to know, how's that go for y'all? I'm not.
How does one ask for pussy permission? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's
How must
funny.
one, go about asking for pussy permission? I'm sure that's pretty fun.
I would
Camille
love to
has
be
a
a.
story, but we'll probably share it later on a bonus part of the episode. But I just want to know how y'all feel about that first. Wanna know.
Funny. Oh shoot. I mean, it's just like with anything else. Like you have to ask permission for everything, right? Don't you? Well, shouldn't you?
I mean, I don't think that it's about permission, more or less the fact that I love it in your description of it, because, relationships, it eventually, it's not about like asking permission from your partner. It's just knowing, your boundaries and things like that, what each other are comfortable with. And so I'm glad that people are now expanding the ideals of letting someone else be like, hey, no, this is, I'm okay with you doing that, or, things like that. I like it.
I do too.
I'm sure you do.
Opens up a whole new world. I mean, because you're bounded by rules that you didn't even want to follow when you were younger. So you find yourself breaking all those quote unquote rules that you had to follow growing up. Yeah, so viewing things that you've been looking at the same way all your life and then just one day waking up and looking at the same thing in a different way. That's literally an awakening, and I wish everyone would come to that point in their life.
Come on now. Growth. That's what we call growth.
Oh God.
Like it.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, we'll get into more about these things a little later. We just wanted to check in with you guys. Today is my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Birthday, Pops, Padre. You my nigga. Yeah, so, you know, I'm doing that and got a couple other things going on. So, you know, we just wanted to check in with everyone. Let y'all know what's happening.
Oh, yes, indeed. And just know, as soon as we get our schedules underway, y'all is going to be flooded with content. Like,
oh, my God.
It's just going to be a flood.
It is. And then we're going to have the merch come in, too. So, yes, it's all working out. You know, it's great for me because I just sweat away pounds. That's basically what happens.
Me, that, and then I also do a lot of shoe changes because I realize which ones hurt my feet after I put them on, you know.
Wow. Yeah, you know, yeah. What happens, yeah, is that's adrenaline. So women, I think women, you know, that's just a whole nother issue. About the idea of women being conditioned to pain and everybody being like, I want to love without pain. And it's like, you can't have life without pain. Like, I want it too, but that's not realistic.
That's not how life works.
Right. I want to be tall, but I got to wear stilts. Them shits is going to hurt after a while. Guess what? Just be comfortable being you. It's so many things.
Another fucking gem. She on a roll. Yeah, y'all. She is on a roll.
This is just life, okay?
Oh shit.
I don't know. You know, heels, she's hurt just fine. Can't keep them forever. This is not, again, the 1950s where shoes were made by cobblers. These are made by machines and they are thinner than ever. The plastic is cheaper than ever. Rubber soles are not the same soles. You are not getting on your regular gym shoes. They are not giving you Doc Martin strength rubber. They're not doing that. There's a reason why Doc Martens are Doc Martens. But also, I'm not wearing my Doc Martin combat boots in the middle of summer because they're hot. Because, yeah, y'all not finna get me. So
that's stupid. Because that's stupid.
You're just not finna get me.
I have on gym shoes today and I'm mad because I want my toes to breathe, but only four of my toes are polished, so we don't talk about me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a closed toe shoe it up until I come back to you. It's all good. I don't care. I'm just, listen, no chip, just gonna be sitting there. I ain't got time to soak nothing in acetone. I ain't got time. They just gotta grow out at that point. No, I'm playing.
Shit, I'm not. I'm not at all.
I'm playing. But yeah, y'all know what to do.
Go ahead and add to the Tata's Fatiti's fun, okay?
Ka-ching, ka-ching, motherfuckers.
Because in a minute, I don't think that y'all realize that we are not too proud to beg, okay? Because we are here.
If I need it in the morning, in the middle of the night, nigga. Looking at us.
What she saying? Oh my God, y'all.
I get them coins. I don't pop this for free.
Man.
Everything
pays, okay? You have to pay for everything.
Crime pays. Freddie Gibbs said it, okay? This is what America was built on. Crime.
He said it. It is the truth.
What the hell?
Truth.
I can't. So yeah, y'all know what to do. Give it that. Subscribe. Like.
Share.
Leave them comments. Send us hate mail. I don't care. You know.
Right. Yeah. Just interact, guys.
Just tell us you're listening.
If you want us to share an anonymous story, we are still doing that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if you need any answers or any advice, we are here for it. And even though we be bullshitting, we may bullshit you for a second, but we're going to give you a real answer.
Big fact.
Yeah.
Big fact. Because that's what we do. We keep it realish, you know?
Right. I like that. Okay, y'all. I'm drifting. I don't know where I'm going. Maybe on a memory. I don't know.
Oh.
Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Okay, so.
Oh.
Y'all know what to do until next time.
Wow. Okay. Bye, y'all. Insert song here. Fin, fin, fin.
Okay. Bye, Ratchet.